And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Tank Man Day. You know, Ross Ulbrich, Tank Man, it's got a theme going on here. You know, Thomas Friedman is visiting just for a day or two. Come by, say, yo, what's up? We see him on the road all the time at the Aspen Nexus Earth Conference. We've seen him at Pork. I think, have we seen you at Pork Fest? You haven't gone. This is your first year you're going.
This will be the first
year. Yeah, get up on the microphone. And then we are in Acapulco. You're always down in Acapulco. Yep. And you've been working with Derek, you know, helping doing some script writing. So I tell you, this is the one thing that we need to do. There is a need for the ability to scrape YouTube videos off to put on Interplanetary File Sharing, IPFS. So Thomas is like, I can do that. You know, give me a paid rock and roll. Is that, you know, like a Thomas Just button? You're just going to push the button, going to do it?
Absolutely. Just need some URLs.
So if we get Luke on, he says, yeah, this channel, you can do it.
I can do it, yep.
Waiting on you now.
Yep, that's right. Waiting on you now.
All right. You know, so we got skills. You know, we got some people and volunteers and people and help and everything, maybe even throw them a couple bucks. But this is, you know, we're going to Fork Fest and Pork Fest, and you're in Missouri, right?
Correct.
Are you going to drive from Missouri to...
When I get back, that's the first thing I'm going to do is get in the van and go up there.
Tilt that microphone up. You got Mick Jagger. You got to
be swallowing the thing, huh?
Yeah. All right. You know, you got to do it up. All right. So this is give us your history. You know, you're like coding guy doing stuff in the space of whatever. Where'd you come from?
I moved to the Ozarks from from Texas. Lived in Austin, Texas most of my life and left in 2007 when things were getting a little bit hectic and the world seemed like it was about to melt down. And it was pretty good timing selling all my property to move because we know what happened in 2008. So I made a good move in that regard in terms of timing, getting out at the top of the real estate market, et cetera.
Well, it's time to get out of the top now, too.
Yeah.
You know, my kids and everybody and friend, they're selling. Mm-hmm. So it takes the money to go live in a rental of some kind of weight, and then it get cheap again. I'll buy again.
Yeah.
Do it. Move to Arizona. Come see Donna. You know, that's one thing. A lot of Donna, she's producing some more commercials. We replaced a lot of her stuff with pirates. But I'm going, yeah, it's time. You know, that she's going to. Because a lot of people from. I tell you where it's coming from, Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
California is like, I would need to go to Arizona.
I've seen a lot of Californians in Ozarks, too.
You know, the reason of course, they're chasing them out, you know, but we need to go get us some more freedom. And because the housing is so high there, they're going, oh, give me that money. And then they come and they go, and you can get what here in Arizona? I go, yeah, it's kind of high right now. Maybe it'll go down. Are you kidding me? I'm gonna come out ahead of a bunch of. I'm good. You know, we're gonna go to Arizona. All right, fine. Talk to Donna. Donna to hook you up. So she's been, past couple of weeks, she's been busy as hell. You know, going around showing people stuff and getting the beat on. Let's go to the East Valley. Let's go to the Northwest Valley. Let's go to North Scottsdale. Kind of, Arizona's got it going on. Well, you drove. Have you ever been to Arizona before?
Yeah, I went. I went to your Jackalope last year.
Jackalope is, you know, you go there. I'll give you
that
an example.
Fun.
The first year, a guy named Mike Ford, he moved here. And what he did is he came the first year, he got on a plane, and all he had was his backpack, and in there was a tent hammock thing. So he goes, I can do it. Ratchet strap between two trees. Boom, I'm done. He went up there, he goes, I'm moving to Arizona. Because here it was 117 degrees, and you go up there, and it was 78. You know, and you're going, this is Arizona? You got trees and kind of the aspen.
Had hail that time we had hail last year there in the park.
Yeah, it's a monsoon.
It was a brief, but it stormed. I've got pictures of it.
You know, one of the things is it's a Baca Meadow up there, mm-hmm. and it's kind of sandy. So 5 minutes after it rained, you don't know it rained anyway. Yep. You know, so it's – but the reason that we have it the first week in August is I thought, yeah, that'd be a good time because it's in the middle of the monsoon and freaking anarchist libertarians in the forest, there's like fires and stuff. And I go, yeah, you know, we do it when it's raining all the time and it's wet. Nah, we're good. So one less thing I got to worry about. Anarchist rains. What did you think of your Jackalope experience?
Man, it was a great experience. I loved it. It was just exactly what you would expect an anarchist experience to be. I mean, there was no one person in charge. I mean, Alma does quite a bit to help organize things to the extent that she can, but it wasn't really organized.
Oh, no, to the extent she could, she would organize a hell of a lot more. I'm like, Alma, quit!
She's the go-to woman. If you need something done, you need to know some information or whatever, she's the person to go to.
And the whole time I'm saying, don't be in charge, Alma. This is how it goes dark, you know. So we're always at loggerheads on that. But there is, I'm trying to keep it anarchist as hell, yeah. And kind of. And she's like, "Well, we need to have some kind of central." No, no, no. So this is the experiment. We're going into the eighth year, I think. I tell you, when we started it, is when Pork Fest going 501c. We were going to kind of collective of permission slip of the man. Of I'm like, hell no. We're just going to, and somebody, it's not really, I don't know how it wound up being Jackalope, but it was Pork West, and one of the logos is a porcupine with a scorpion tail, so we call it Scorpupine, you know, and all the, you know, so we've had a lot of fun, and which is kind of what's happening with Forkfest. Forkfest, what do you call, first it was, you know, Somalia Fest and Pirate Fest, and now Forkfest, and we got a bunch of, oh, you missed the shirts. Now, we just shipped them, you know, yesterday.
Or you were
morning.
Supposed to save me a couple of them.
Well, they're going to be there. I guarantee
I'll
it.
I'll get one.
You know, if you want, you can go help me make some.
Sure. Be you more know, than happy
I
to.
Mean, maybe we'll do that just if, to see. I got, you know, disorganized in there now and shipped everything. But, yeah, we'll do something. Yeah, we got plenty. There's so much work. Thomas Cummins, I said, you're going to get into the buzzsaw, man. Got grandkids coming, stuff going on. What the hell? You get a full dose of the Hancock. And you can see where we have parties out there and so on. You probably recognize some of the pictures and everything. But what did you not anticipate? Big-ass trees.
Yeah, actually, it was a lot greener here than I expected it to be. Yep.
Well, you know, that's one thing we were talking to Lynn about, Tucson. It's kind of the xeriscaping, more desert, everything. You know, said, you got a lawn? You're water-wasting scumbag? So here in Arizona, in the valley up here, that was a big sell for people to move here. In central Phoenix, everything's irrigated. Up here, we're on an irrigation thing that's called Sunburst Farms. There's like 70, 80 homes in this area up here. And they're like two-acre lots and so on. I'm in Phoenix.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a Glendale address because it's, you know, it's right there on the border for whatever post office screwed up reason. But anyway, we're in Phoenix. And to have 70-foot trees.
And there's horses out back in another adjacent property over there.
Yeah, they're all around me. I got cows over there and sheep and goats down there.
It's amazing
like they're prepping
to see
for
that
the zombie apocalypse.
It's amazing to see that in the so close to Phoenix Central City.
Well, you know, Arrowhead up here, it's developing. I got anything from Burger King up to every freaking chain there ever was a mile and a half away. So we're good. We go to the movies and our lounge chairs and what I tell you, you know, it's not. That was one thing that there was a study, and it had an impact on me, and it was basically this. Once you get to a certain size, you start exponentially increasing options. It's like you go to a small town, you're going to, you know, Payson, Arizona, you're probably not going to get the best Thai food. You know what I mean? You know, you're probably not going to go to a symphony or a ball game, blah, 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 blah.
But you get good Mexican food here, though.
Yes. All right. Are you a Mexican food fan?
I love Mexican
food.
I'm
going to hook your Tex-Mex. Ass up. We got you. Aho owls, man. We just can't. I get anybody that comes, once they go, they're going, yeah, we just got to go there.
Is it authentic Mexican or is it Tex-Mex?
It's Ernie likes it.
Okay.
That's all I give a crap about.
All right.
So it's like,
I'm sure it'll be good.
Let's put it this way. Any dish that you've had, be it any Mexican dish, you have it there, and you go, damn, this is the best.
Here's the test. Does it have blue corn tortillas?
I don't know.
Never from asked. The sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800, 602-264-2800, and now, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to the club, your independence, Thomas Friedman, you know, hanging out, and we're going to go be somebody, and he wants, like, hey, man, I bet you got good Mexican food. Yes, we do! Yes, we do. I already know where to go, man. A couple miles away, and it's kind of anybody that's ever stayed here, we always wind up at Ajo El. So that's just the way it is. So I got that to look forward to. If I'd known that, I wouldn't have had Donna make us any smoothies, you know, because I've, like, yeah, I've been good about not, you know, porking out. I'll have to cheat. So anyway, we'll go. That'd be lunch after I do all the editing and get everything done. I got a tree I'm chopping up all the hell, you know, because I, yeah, things grow. You have water, it grows in Arizona. It's green. You know, here it's like, damn. So I, but you know, a lot of people don't realize that. You can get home of it. And that's one of the, a lot of the people Donna goes around showing, a lot of guys in the community, freedom community around the country are coming here. And they're, so what does she do? And she goes, all right, you need to get the tour. You got to go to the Southeast Valley, a lot of the new building, everything. You're kind of getting far away, but it's all developed up there in Chandler, Gilbert area, which has just happened in the last 15 years. I mean, it used to be farmland out there. Hmm. Then you have North Scottsdale and the Scottsdale North Phoenix area, and we're in Northwest Phoenix called the Arrowhead area. And this all used to be orange groves. You know, that's why we got, you know, citrus trees back here and so on. They just kind of built around them. But the so these things are decades old. I mean, God, 50, 60 years old or something. I don't even know how old these trees are. Some of them die and they just sprout back up. They got another shoot and kind of, you know, grows. This tree, when you go in, that big trimmed one that I beat the crap out of over there, that's only 3 years old. That thing started and there was a twig, and Donnie goes, I don't want a tree there. Yeah, I'll transplant again. And all of a sudden, turn around, boom, okay, it's a tree. Damn. You know, this is... Arizona is where you go. Have you been to our aquaponics thing over here? Donna, show you?
Not yet, no.
Oh, we'll do that during the break. You go, ooh, got it going on here. We done a couple of different versions. We got, you see all the chickens, and they've been starting. I just got a, you see this hutch thing that's out there. Dr. Frank Tamburi had a rabbit that made it in his back, a wild rabbit that had something wrong with it, and he put it in a hutch, took care of it, and finally then released it, and he's got this little rabbit hutch. Mm-hmm. He goes, you want it? I go, yes, I do. You know what I'm going to do with it? Mm-mm. I'm going to make an incubator out of it.
I
got two roosters out there. Yeah, all you got to do is put, and it's going to be a
project.
I've
done that myself.
Oh, yeah. Do you do stuff with raspberries or Arduinos? Are you a
Definitely a big time with us.
Woo! I got kits and all.
I do too. I just ordered a big monster kit. You know,
all right, I got two. All right, this is what I want to do. Yeah, this is your freaking project. You can help me at least get me started. Okay, this is what we're doing. Taking that hutch, and I need to have a heat source in there of some type that I need on an Arduino that will have, because I got the heat sensors in there and set the temperature. I wanted it to automatically maintain a temperature to incubate eggs.
Gotcha.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Say I did. I'd be geeky.
Be easy.
Yeah. It's a just button, right?
That's right.
You adjust. Come on, say just.
It's got to be a just button.
Damn Skippy, man. They always say, well, you adjust this. You go, show me this just button you're talking about after 15 solderings and, you know, whatever. So we're going to, we'll take a look at it. That. Maybe we can pull out the equipment, just get it out and, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'll put your ass to work.
Well, you got a bunch of maker communities around here. You just linked up with within the last couple of months, hasn't it? Don't you?
Yeah, they're not. Well, I tell you what's going on. The thing that it was IPFS. You know, a lot of these guys did that, but of course they're looking like a lot of guys, they geekies. They're looking to make money. Yeah, you know, where's the money? Where's the monetary guy go? Look, I can have all my data. You know, we can save these sites that are being together. I go, that's my motivation. What do you need to get? Well, we're kind of plowing through that. But these are the leaders, and a lot of guys my age and so on, they're ready to make some money on this kind of stuff. So I understand that. But it's younger guys that are just thinking, that's cool.
They play with it, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I go, all right, well, that's the maker guys that we want to talk to. So we just found Donna's hooking up that I found out from one of the guys that they have here in the Valley a mesh network. That's already up and running. Now, again, you get a larger
you're
city
use
or
that
somebody
to,
doing it.
Aren't you going to cascade on that whole idea, that the Maker Valley thing you just mentioned with your family IPFS network?
Yeah, 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 yeah. We're on waiting on you.
Waiting on me?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Well, you can help me, man.
Yeah, I can certainly help you.
Well, see, that's what that station over there is.
I saw that, yep.
You know, that's you know, the I moved this, you know, it's configured here to just start doing some tinker work of whatever. Mm-hmm. And what happened, we were kind of, I don't know, this IPFS thing, is it working? Is it going to be? Is it doing? Well, yep, here you take a look at this, and you'll see IPFS. But it loads slowly. You know, and the speed, we had guys on last week and I go, is it the gateway? Is it the, you know, IPFS.io? Is that where the bottleneck is? Is it no matter what? And they go, no, if you create more nodes, it'll go a lot faster. And you got to go, boom, I'm a node creating some bitch.
Well, one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to put up some of these nodes. I'm going to put up a node on a VPS where we have huge amounts of bandwidth. That's the problem with putting up an IPFS node where I'm at, because the bandwidth going upstream is so small that it'd take forever to get a movie or something, not even a short one. So by putting one of these IPFS nodes on a VPS system where there's lots of bandwidth, you won't have that bottleneck.
VPS. What's VPS?
Virtual private system. It's basically a virtualized system that's what all of our servers run. I mean, when you're putting up cryptocurrencies, you're usually doing it on either a dedicated server or a VPS server. VPS server is a shared hosting, whereas a dedicated server is you've got your own machine there doing it right on the internet.
You know, there's a couple of things that we were convinced enough that Bob Anderson is now making, I gave him the files for some pirate logos and our art and our skull and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's 3D printing the treasure box.
Gotcha.
That the, with the, you know, the slots and the plugins and all that kind of showed him. He has a Raspberry Pi for his son and so on. So he's taken, you know, the 4 terabyte drive and the Raspberry Pi and putting it in a pirate chest box logoed and everything, creating that file so we can print 3D print our own boxes, or anybody else can, and then we just supply the kit.
Yeah.
And we go, look, you know, a few $100, you're done. And we got it preloaded with 4 terabytes. We get all of Freedom's Phoenix, Pirates Without Borders, James Corbett's stuff, you know, that we've already done. And then what you're talking about is being able to take off of YouTube the actual videos and transfer it straight over the script for guys like Luke Radowski, as he covers Bilderberger, and he has a backup channel. I got backup channels on YouTube. And I'm going, you're killing me, man. You know, so this is where Thomas comes in. Thomas is going to be helping with the scripting to bring all that stuff over. So we're working on it. It's just, I mean, you know, somebody give me $1 gazillion, I'll get right on it. You know, we'll go faster and get more people on it. But, you know, a lot of times I find benefit by taking it at a pace that we can, you know, people are excited about.
You don't
want
to burn people out.
Yeah, you don't want to burn them out. And as time goes on, you develop, you start seeing chinks, and you craft it a little bit, and it kind of develops with the technology at the same time in parallel to where you're getting the best product at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And our big thing is taking these Raspberry Pis, and I want to do, I already talked to my kids, they're all in. I got some, the guys are geeks, and they'll help me. But, you know, my sons and my daughters, they, and 12th grandkid coming, and I am very upset that the default position is always we put it on the iCloud or Farcebook, and then we can see it.
Yeah.
And then everybody's got it. Not that it's going to be secret or super secret. I just don't care. Why are we helping them? Screw them. We have our own network, which is what BBSs were in the mid-90s, and we kind of went away from that.
Right.
So I already see where this is going. Boom. And Elon's already put up his Starlink, started 60 satellites, and we're going to be, but they have a mesh network here, and that there's a woman that's setting that up coming on the show.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Thomas has got to get some singing live. Falling the feeling. Actual information. He's going to help me out here. You know, we have the project with Ardrina. You know, I keep wanting to go through and learn grandkids, and we do circuitry and what's a resistor, transistor, and education. But I've actually haven't actually made anything useful, you know, that I need, and I need an incubator. I need just to maintain a temperature. It goes on when it gets this low, and it goes off when it gets this high. Boom. How hard is that going
to
be?
Well, it's a servo loop. It's a way that you lock in a control. It's a phase lock loop type of – that's not really a phase lock
blah,
loop.
Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, techno.
Well, I mean, what do I got to do? I mean, you know, I have a
the internet
a
is your friend.
Sensor in there.
The internet is your friend. There's just so much information on how you can do these
things. You know,
that's
what my son says, and yeah. I go – why would I do that when you're standing right here?
Well, yeah, of course. I'm only going to be here for a day, though.
Oh, my God. It takes that long?
Well, I mean, I haven't literally done this on an Arduino before, but, I mean, I know the technology. I've done this with other computers before, so it's not like it's
no,
brand
new. We're
going
to do it. We're going to do it because you're going to do it.
Very
damn
good.
It, or at least show me something.
I'll let you get started with
well,
it.
Well, I got, you know, of course, my son's going, you're too, I fired you a long time ago. You're too stupid to live, you know? And, I'm going, look, I pulled it. I'll just show you guys on here somewhere is the Arduino package that he put it up, because it was Linux. And he's going, and I go, oh yeah, it's a just button. We'll get you put over here and just button me. Show me what you're talking about. And he goes, damn it. You know, and he had to, he wanted to leave, and he was like, oh man, just to prove that I can freaking, they got the leg. I go, yeah, everything's not the same with Linux, you know, which I'd rather do.
Well, the Arduino doesn't run Linux, but I've never seen it
on my Linux laptop. I wanted the Arduino file.
Oh, okay. You wanted know? To be the do the development on your
yeah,
laptop.
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
You know,
of
I
course.
Needed, because it has a, okay, you Linux people, here's all your 15 just buttons to load it onto your yeah, so you can go through the tutorials and all that kind of crap. And you draw, I think it's Python or something it uses.
Python's a good language, yeah. It's
you
a
know,
scripting
so,
language.
So I'm just going, all right. You know, now my grandson, the 7 years old, you know, he's learning Python.
He's running real running.
Come
real
here, Papa. You don't know. But, you know, that's good. That's what I
yeah,
want.
Yeah, exactly. You've inspired the kid.
Hey, I mean, train me some kids to do the work for me. Well, don't you know how to do it, Papa? Hell no. I was waiting on you. Waiting on you now. So this is, you know, the station you see over there we're working on and doing. But we kind of paused. Because we're going, God, is this IPFS thing going to go or not? Yeah, it's working pretty good. And, you know, sometimes it's faster than others, but...
But you overwrote the SD card that I gave you, and we have to get that fixed, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because I have 15 gazillion. That's another thing. You can help. All right, there's a lot of stuff you can do.
I'm sure there is.
I got
is.
Your ass busy for a day. You got me the whole 24 hours, and you don't have any of it left. You know,
no
well, that's one thing
here.
You can do. I'll set you up over there while I do the editing, and you can at least get your car. Because what Thomas did is he said, you're just talking about it and so on. All of a sudden in the mail, I get an SD card. It's all set up. And then as I was, you know, I had like a bunch of those. I had four of them, and I was having problems. So I reformatted, you know, the ones that I had, and I forgot that his was the one that was already for it. And yeah, I screwed it up. And you had a bunch of shows on there and stuff. How'd you select which ones you wanted?
Well, it was just a wide ranging thing. Some of them I listened to, and others I just thought this would be good to have in a wide publication.
Yeah, there's a lot. I tell you, one of the things is the
True Stream Media is one of the big ones that I put
on
there.
Oh yeah, I definitely want to get. You know, you could just take. You know, as an example, because Luke's all over the place. And
Done this to a lot of them already.
True Stream Media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just had one up yesterday that I haven't even finished it yet. I mean, they'll do a 30-minute, 40-minute hour of, you know, made you look.
Yep.
And I'm like, damn, man. The Aaron and Melissa Dykes?
Yep, that's it.
We try to get them on.
They wouldn't come on?
Well, they never
just
respond.
Just busy?
Oh. They're busy, man. They got 15 gazillion.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, we got a life. You know, so
yeah.
Anybody
stuff,
knows the Dykes, man, tell them come up.
They had their origins with InfoWars, I believe.
Yeah, a lot of these guys did, and there are a lot of them getting targeted of whatever.
Yeah, unfortunately.
These guys. I wonder if they've gotten gigged.
Well, I put up that video on the Tesla Tower that's in Texas. That's one thing that I found intriguing the most recently.
I saw that.
That was really good, really interesting.
They're going wait. We're driving down the freeway, and there's a Tesla Tower. I mean, a big-ass Tesla tower. Well, somebody's taking it seriously.
They did some good research in that.
And they're going, shh, don't tell anybody. You know, damn it, these people found us. Oh, hell, you're on the freeway. I don't know what the hell they're thinking is going to happen.
No kidding.
You know, well, what was the last one? Well, I got it up here. They were talking about, God, I can't remember now. You know, they were talking about something cool. You know, let me see if I got it here. I got it up here somewhere, one of these. But they're very, 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 very informative.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make sure that they don't go away because, here's all the videos that I'm watching all the time. What's the kind of videos that you watch? What's some of the stuff that's got your interest?
Well, I watch a few podcasts on cryptocurrency here and there. Danny's podcast, Crypto... whatever it is. I never remember the names of these things, but Danny Sessom's podcast.
Yeah, the Crypto Show.
Yeah, the Crypto Show.
Yeah,
I watch
Danny
that.
Will.
And just different
Danny
things that pop up. I mean, I tell you, Ernie, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when I first started getting into this stuff, I had a couple of go-to podcasts that I listened to all the time. James Corbett was one of them. He's interviewed me once or twice. And it's amazing what an explosion of these podcasts there are. I mean, I can't keep up with all the information I'd like to watch.
I know. You know, a lot of times you'll see, like, I'm scrolling up here and different things I got up, and it's always... I need to understand quantum computing a little bit more. I need to understand that. I need to understand. You know, one of the things that really bothers me is, like, you start off with your Arduino geeky, what? You know, speak English, man. What are you talking? Dumb it down for us.
You think that's geeky. I mean, you get into the quantum realm, and we're talking about merging and even spiritual and philosophical concepts in with that.
You know,
stuff.
I tell you, the one thing that is of interest to me is it's not that hard to explain if you really understand it. You know, some people, I remember one guy was on, some physicist was on Joe Rogan, and he was saying that, he goes, Rogan goes, I just don't have the mental capacity to be able to wrap my head around. He goes, no, we just don't have the time. He goes, of course you can. You're not an idiot.
Yeah.
And the one thing that, I'm gonna make it easy for everybody. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to slap these guys around. They can't explain it. And I'm just going, damn. Quantum computers uses, instead of a yes or no answer.
It's an analog type of thing.
It is, yeah. An analog is kind of a degree of probability. You know, mm-hmm. It's probably there. And they use rings and a drop in the middle of a coffee cup, and you got this wave and kind of, you know, but I'll give you an example. This make it easy.
Neural networks are similar in terms of their ability to do things in a non-binary fashion, more of an analog fashion, but it's a little bit different than quantum.
Give you an example. If I take a problem, ask me a question, and I give you an answer with a 97.6% of this is probably what it is, then you check that a second time and you get a 92% or 99%. You do that a few times, it's probably that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of, you
statistics.
Know. Statistics. Yeah, a statistical thing. Well, you're going, well, then this, the slot test where they take electrons and they shoot them through a
double slit experiment.
Yeah, the double slit experiment. You know, you have the wave, and you'll see waves in there without observing it, you know, and you get kind of the sensors come in, you got, you know, this wave. But when you look at it, it becomes a dot. Which is it? What the hell happened? And I tell you, this
the
is
observer.
How
they
it's go, the when you observe, it collapses down to a point of, you know, that kind of thing. So spooky freaking Einstein, what the hell is going on? So this is how it works. I just want you to understand. If you take a bicycle wheel and you got it, see the music start at 30 seconds. Let's see if I can do it. You take a bicycle wheel with an LED on one of the spokes and you spin it. Where is it? You know, it's just this big blur of light around there. That is the point. It's probably in there somewhere, but when you stop the wheel and you observe it, and where, boom, there's where the light is. That's the collapse of it. That's where it is. You know, it's at that point when you observe it, you spin it, you but up until then, it's a probability.
Mm-hmm.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence of me, Ernest Hancock here. We got stuff to yak about. You know, one thing that you do a lot of, where do you see the future and your field of computing? You've been helping with a lot of stuff that we're doing and so on. You see this pirate communication hailing frequency. Is that the solution to something? You got an idea? What?
Well, you know, it's funny because in many respects, I'm a little bit pessimistic about some of the community because we see such an influx of people from the mainstream that don't understand Austrian economics, that don't understand what freedom really amounts to.
Don't care.
I know you don't care, but there's a pervading attitude, and so
don't
it's
care.
Hard to understand where the balance of all that is. How many people are really in the freedom camp versus how many people are trying to do just give me something easy that I can get out of the system.
Of course
with.
They want convenience.
Of course.
That's what I'm trying to get away from. If you give them convenient, you know, Raspberry Pi drive and post your pictures for grandpa here, okay, then I'll do that too. And then
as
you
long
just start
as it's fast
that.
Enough for them, but if they get spoiled on the speed, they say, I don't want to use that thing, it's too slow.
It's gonna get faster, man.
Yeah,
you know, oh, it's not gonna
I don't
get
think
faster.
It's always gonna be able to, it's not gonna be able to keep pace with these multi-million dollar
at
companies.
Some point, I don't give a crap, you know, this is what happens
as long as we can preserve the information. Yes,
can I download whatever music that I wanted on LimeWire, Napster 15 freaking years
ago? They've
lost
that battle. That's whole decentralization got started was through that kind of stuff, Napster.
Could you have done it? Yes, I did. A lot of these music, you know, the clips and everything, that was LimeWire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but LimeWire took over your freaking computer. So you had to uninstall it every time you downloaded anything.
Now we got BitTorrent.
You know, then BitTorrent. So, I mean, you know, it's you know, the signal, everything goes somewhere, and I go everywhere. Now, Mr. Universe, okay? So this is, but you know, it's, yeah, but the speed, at what point is fast enough?
Right.
And I tell you what fast enough is, when I can stream video. Now, I don't want to say, but its initials are Plex, okay? So a friend of mine, you know, one of them in the Freedom community, has a channel that every and any movie, kind of, I haven't paid for. The only Game of Thrones I ever had to pay for was the last one. They didn't put it up there, just somebody being a butthead. So I'm just going, damn, okay. So the entire Game of Thrones, 8 seasons.
But not the last one.
But not the last one. So they got $3.99 out of me. So I'm just like, okay, you know, they got something out of me. My soul is purged now. I'm collectivized enough. So this is, as long as I get enough bandwidth to stream video in HD, what else do I need? Well, you need to have faster. Got to be faster, faster. I go,
yeah, but when they start when they start shutting things and censoring things down, you're not going to be able to get that speed to get videos very easily. And that's what I'm talking about in terms of trends that you asked me about. Is I'm seeing that as more censorship takes place, we have to move off from these mainstream VPS and dedicated servers
off to
Raspberry Pis, and that's not going to be as fast.
Well, you can do laptops, you know. I mean, everybody's got an old
laptop
sitting
around. It's not a matter of the performance of the machine. It's a matter of the network bandwidth that those machines are connected with. That's the key thing. And that's what I see being curtailed more and more.
So
right now,
I don't get to
still,
use satellites? That's not going to cure anything?
Well, you have such a high latency with satellites that...
Not with these. The low Earth orbit are faster.
Yeah, once the
faster
once
fiber
that
optic.
To be prime, once that gets to be a prime option, yes.
I got 60 satellites up now and a bunch of others.
But is that being delivered to end users like you?
I don't know. We'll find out.
I don't know yet. I don't think yet.
Well, that's why we're going to be doing the mesh network. See, this is the one thing. People always, I can't even keep track of how many times. Oh, it'll never do that. You'll never be able to do video on the internet.
Right.
You know, I mean, how many times did I hear this?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going,
back in the early days, yeah.
Yeah. And they go, well, you'll never be able to do that. You'll never fusion reaction.
Yeah.
Never get it. Never get this. Never do thorium. Never. We're always going to have never. And I'm going, right. You
well,
guys
we know
keep that
free energy exists. It's a matter of whether or not it's going to be out to the mainstream. And I've talked
about the mainstream.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to become mainstream. It's not going to become predominant to where me and you can use it until the powers that be let it filter out.
Oh, man, you have not been listening to the show long enough.
Oh, yes, I have.
You know, my thing is that throughout my life, it has always been, why do you think I got chickens? Why do you think we do the aquaponics? Why
it's
do you think we do the battery
technology.
Thing?
I mean,
why
until you, that suppression goes away.
I am not looking at their suppression. Can I, yes or no, make a freaking chip that does my incubator for my chicken, whatever the hell, and
that's
not buy it from
stuff.
Amazon?
That's easy stuff.
It is. But it wasn't. 20 years ago.
Having a free energy generator in your backyard that powers your entire house, that's not so easy.
Maybe it is.
Well, some people
this
are doing
it.
It
give
exists.
You an example.
That technology exists, but it's not easily available.
10 years, you know, you sound like Bob. He's going, can I go buy it?
That's right.
I go, look, they got this. And he goes, yeah. Can I order it? Oh, no, then it doesn't exist.
That's right.
Yeah, that's his thing. I'm going, and then it does, and
you
I go.
You can figure it out yourself.
Nah, there it is now. I don't want to hear you whining crap. But this is what I look at. Over the period of time, I have had all of these, you're not going to be able and never and always and stuff. I remember when GPS was not allowed, you know, for the people. You know, this was the military,
that's
my
right.
God, you're not allowed.
Exactly
and they'd
right.
They'd be able to missile in on the kind of, and now everybody's got it. Then he said, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm going, how come this JPEG's taken in 94? I'm going, what the hell, man? This picture to go up bandwidth. What the hell is that?
We have gyroscopes in our cell phones now. I mean, it's total positioning right there.
Yeah, you know, CubeSats of, you know, we already got where I'm on order with Nexus Earth and Colin. I'm like, hey, man, when you get the next ones, you kind of want to buy and put in 20,000 if we got our own satellite, if we send text messages, got to wait. Every 40 minutes, but it's free, you know, freedom. So I've been around long enough to see all this impossibles and you can't nevers turn into bite me.
Like you said before, if we can think it, it can happen.
Boom. Quantum reality.
Exactly.
You know, that's one thing we were talking about, the quantum.
Conference I'm going to next couple of days is dealing with that kind of subject.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, when we were talking about the light on the spoke of the wheel and so on, another way to describe it is like when you blink and you kind of like make a strobe light
right.
in your eyes,
right.
all of a sudden things freeze. You blink and boom, you can see where it was. That blinking is the collapsing of the quantum to where you see where it is. Up until that time, it's a ring. It's a probability. It's kind of, well, in this ring and it's a probability it's there. Kind of, you know, yeah. Blink, boom, there's where it is. It collapsed. I got a dot. You know, it's really these kinds of simple, it's a wave right up until you know where exactly a wave is a particle moving. And then when you collapse it and you know where exactly it is, it collapses. That's the point. That's quantum. So I'm going, okay, I can figure that out. You know, now go to the next spooky thing. But, you know, they can't even get to that point. I'm going, why is it a particle or a wave? It depends on when you take the picture, you observe it, boom, it stops.
It's the influence of consciousness that changes that.
Which means we're freaking living in a matrix.
Yep. I mean,
going, did we land on the moon? I don't know. Are we even really here?
I've got a 15-minute video you just got to watch that's about the matrix concept. And it bridges the gap between spirituality and technology because this shows a reason why this. I mean, we've been hearing Elon Musk talk about.
What's the name of the video? I'll pull it up right now.
It's from Dark Matter 2525 is the organization. It's an anime. This guy has done some fantastic animations. And I can't tell you the name of the actual, because he's got tons and tons of videos out there, so I don't think I can pull it up that quickly.
I got it right here. Dark Matter 2525.
But there's a specific one that's 15 minutes long, might be 20 minutes long, but he's got a whole series on it, and there's one video in particular that I learned about this from that is really excellent in terms of describing a simulation, that we're living in a simulation. It's a, I showed that picture, I showed that movie at Jackalope last year.
Okay, blah, 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 power corrupts.
Power corrupts, absolutely. That's what it is. 23 minutes or 21 minutes, something
like
that.
Okay, part one. I got power corrupts part one.
Well, but there's a whole bunch of parts, and you really get the whole gist of the whole thing, the whole series, when you go to the power corrupts.
Well, it's up to part 10. I mean, you know.
Right. There's one that I don't know which part it is, but there's one at the end that's the longest one of all of them. It's 20 minutes or so long. That's the whole thing in a nutshell. You don't have to go through all the individual ones if you look at that one. It summarizes everything.
All right. Very cool. I got it up here. Well, we'll just, you know, well, he's definitely got where no power corrupts, where no God treads. So he's, whatever.
There's a bunch of them. It's a lot of it's very entertaining as well. It's a lot of humor in it.
Well, he uses this animation. There's so many tools that did not exist, you know, for us as activists in the 90s. And they're going, and the big thing now is they're looking at the ability to have influence on people and activism and all that. And I'm going, yeah, it's called QR codes. You know, we're going to have it was everything we did. We put URLs in the 90s.
I saw it.
Go to the webpage. Yeah. Oh, my God. No. That's why we knew the Lovolution sign stuff. We bypassed the media. Screw you. And then they go, you're alternative. We're gonna shut you down there. I go, yeah, what are you going to do with signs? Signs or QR codes or IPFS. I had to wait 20 seconds for it to load, but I got it in Tank Man. See, they're never going to be able to stop the signal.
No.
And you go, yeah, it'll be slow. And I go, yeah? It's 10 times faster than it was 20 years ago.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Even at that slow rate. You know, I'm just going, it's, you freaking spoiled little freaking geek. You know, I'm going, hell, I had to wait 5 seconds. I'm like, so freaking what?
But when you're talking about mainstream people, they're not going to want to have the patience to wait.
See, this is the point that I'm making.
You do care because if your family doesn't use it, you're not going to. It's not going to work for you.
No. Well, my family's in a different kind of category. You know, they're they'll give it a shot. But you know, I am looking at no longer am I trying to save the planet. That's going to happen on its own. You know, it's just like the Lovolution. We want to demonstrate spontaneous order. You know, what happens when people can just do it? We just did it. You know, because we could just do it. So we did it.
Yep.
And when that happens, you're Tank Man. You know, all of a sudden, look, a guy did kind of, then it goes off into, and it's called like, what's the impact of Satoshi Nakamoto?
Tank Man for Geeks.
Yeah. You know, which one, what event is it? Well, what did we have in the first hour? Lynn Ulbricht on Ross. You know, of course they go after
him. He was a tank man, yeah. I mean, he was a pioneer, did something he knew he could do, and another geek that did something to help
humanity.
And somebody
else just did it anyway. Yep. Okay, now it's done. Mm-hmm. It's done. There's always somebody's got to pay, but then they just keep doing it anyway. So my thing is, I'm going, can you, yes or no, store data forever they can't take down? Done it. Corbett's done. Done. Next. You know, now we need to do the scripting and pull off stuff that's on the old internet, mm-hmm. and you'll start putting it on the new. And you go, yeah, well, there's going to be limitations. Yep. You're just yak. This is the exact same conversation I had with geeks like you in the late 90s. All the stuff I can't do. I go, really? That's when Freedom's Phoenix was born. It was like 96, and they were talking about, I go, when video hits the internet. And they go, what? No, you don't understand, Ernie. You geek. I mean, you're non-geek. Let me tell you what it's going to have to happen. I go, okay, well, then that's what will happen. And they go, no, they can't. And Techno, I'm going, wow, you're killing me. What did I read? Moon is a harsh mistress. In the calculations of how the moon is finally going to rebel against you, blah, blah, blah. They're going to make that in the movie. They keep threatening, you know, 15 gazillion times. We'll see what happens. But in there, Mike, the supercomputer, a self-aware computer that was helping with the revolution, he goes, they go, well, how come this and you extended this out? Why would it take so long? Because you're not factoring in technology and innovation. There is always something that comes later and later and later. So I always remembered that. So I go, you know, Yeah, of course there's going to be video on the internet, and we structured Freedom's Phoenix in our heads, what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it, and I go, when video hits, we pull the trigger. And 05 YouTube started, I called Tiger Gilbert, a friend of mine, hell, he's older than me, he's 60-something years old, but he was a geek guy like you, he's in there doing whatever, and he goes, yeah, but if you do this and it's going to, I go, ah, is there a test at the end of this? I don't give a crap how you do it. Can you, yes or no, have it display like this? I click it, goes to the site. And he goes, well, yeah, but either you can or you can't. And he goes, yeah. And I go, all right, fine, let's do it. Now, of course, it became spaghetti code, and, you know, Derek had to fix it. But, you know, mm-hmm. It was a really nice laid out cocktail napkin of all the stuff that we could do. It was amazing what Tiger and I did over 10 years. And it was all based on when video hits the internet. Mm-hmm. Because when we were setting it up in 05, he goes, yeah, you want to put graphics on each one of these heads. You know how much, how long it's going to take to load that? I go, I'm not developing for them. Yeah, but the masses, yeah, I go, I'm not developing for them. I'm developing for the future. By the time we get this ready and so on, they're not going to be worried about a JPEG. It's going to be how many live video stream pop up of whatever the hell's going on.
Right.
And I'm going, look, that's what we're developing for. So I had faith that it was going to happen. Boom. We get it where we wanted it and video on the internet. When, so I don't want
to
hear it.
When we get to the point where KYC is being pushed by they, them, those, people like me that are running servers around the world to do various things, then you're going to find that you don't have the abilities. It's no longer going to be as readily available as we have it now.
Wow.
That's where
Sounds
I'm concerned
like you
about.
Need hailing frequencies invisible to the crown.
Exactly. But look at Crypto Hippie, for example. The speed that you can get things, yeah, he's highly protected. He's got pirate communications.
That's for email. That's not for watching video.
I know. That's my whole point, is that because of the limitations of privacy, you don't have the bandwidth you need to do video.
This week.
That's right. This week. But
so what are you saying? These bottlenecks aren't going to be fixed because you don't know how to fix it, so it's not going to get fixed?
I'm saying it's a philosophical battle between they, them, those, and that attitude, and the people like you and me that have freedom as a primary thing. Can we win out and find an alternative way around their systems? That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure of.
I say we already did. It's just not as fast as you want.
Well, you can't do video, so it's right now you can't do video and have it be pirate. Right?
Really?
Isn't that right?
I don't know. Let's find out.
We'll go through the crypto video.
I got the crypto hippie.
Can you use your crypto hippie network and read and watch a video without it being interrupted all over the place? Because as soon as you start getting it interrupted all over the place, the mainstream or the people that want to see the videos, I'm not going to put up with this. It's too blanky.
You're all right. We'll try it right here. You know, you guys are looking at it. We got IPFS right here. See, IPFS. Now, here's the tour. I'm going to click on it. We'll see how long it takes. Okay, it came up. That's cool. Now it's got to load
it.
Get the first frame, right. Now, well, we'll see how long it takes. I'll just leave it there. Yeah. You know?
So how many people would be willing to do it?
Don't care! God, man,
well,
you're killing me!
If your kids won't do it, then you don't have your system, your network that you want for your kids and family.
Okay, I give you an example. God, you're killing me, man. Hey, you got Tank Man. You know? It goes up, you got Tank Man. It's sitting there. How long is it going to take for me to download, to watch it? I've sat there and let it spin 15 gazillion, go off and do whatever for something to go down that I wanted to watch, and I get and done. And you're going, but they're not, they who? What am I looking for? When the Lovolution hit and they were going, you know, I remember when it happened. I had just left, we had started doing Freedom's Phoenix. It started taking off. I needed to spend more time on it. I was producing for Charles Goyette radio show, and I did it longer than when I anticipated, you know, I was going to do it anyway. Yeah, there it goes.
There it is. Less than a minute, I'd say.
See, I'm just, you know... But they won't wait. Screw them. The people that don't wait, if they know they got to wait a little bit, they waited,
well, let
what,
me ask,
30
let
seconds?
Let me put it to you this way. If YouTube was at dial-up speeds but was available, if you just had to wait a day to get
loaded.
The video, how much of a spread of the information that's on YouTube now would you see? It would be taking light years for this information to get out to the world if it took that long.
No. God. Okay. This is where you and I have different experiences. Why do you say that?
Because I know what people are willing to put up with. And if you don't get people, if you can't capture people's interest, they're not going to be willing to wait. Now, if there's no other option, and if it becomes something that's the only way they can get it, then yes, they will wait as long as they feel that there's a reason to wait. You've got to
give them
that
reason. Okay,
I'll
give you a perfect example. Christchurch thing happened.
Okay.
All right, man.
That's a good one.
They stripped the internet of that. Oh,
yeah.
Man, you ain't never seen that.
Yeah,
they
that
just
was
showed
big time.
They showed what? Let me show you how we make sure nobody gets it. It's sitting right over there on that computer, booted up for me to watch.
Can anybody get it, or just the people that knew ahead of time? You know, they had the pre.
I don't know. A friend of mine got it and he brought it over. He goes, "Here it is. You want to see it?" Yeah. And I just haven't gone and watched it because I got $5 billion.
I don't have any interest in seeing
it.
Yeah,
I don't care. You know what I mean? It's it's the first action video game that they made. I don't care. You know, I don't care. You know, so, but it's sitting right there. I can go watch it whenever I feel like I got or post it up to do.
But how many people can do that?
Don't care. See, this is, God, man, listen to me. Listen to the words coming out of my mouth, okay? I don't care. It is, can I do it?
You're a
publisher. Can my friends do it?
Right.
The people I want to share it with, can they do it? Can
that's
I load it
point.
Onto a USB, a DVD, hand it to someone, and they get it? Can Tank Man be distributed in Beijing? Yes or freaking no? And the thing is, yeah, but it'll take longer than they are. I go, bullshit. They will want, if they know it's there and they want to see it, this Tank Man thing's going to go. It's going to explode.
It's going to be great.
And they're going to do everything they can to stop it. Sure shit in China. And it's not going to make a bit of difference. They did the same thing with the Levolution. They're trying to shut that whole thing, shocked the crap out of those. And they don't want to put up with that again. So they're created all these echo chambers. And, we're on Facebook. You know, it's, but it's fast and they're getting at the. They're not seeing it either. They're not even seeing it. What are you talking about? So I'm going, do you get wider distribution with a decentralized of something important and people that want to see it can see it, or that it's really fast and it's deleted and done, unsubscribed, and you're not allowed to see it anyway? And I'm going, what do you mean which one's faster? The fast version that's not there or the slow version that is there? That's why you're like, slap you around. This is going to happen. So I'm going, then what happens? The slow version that is there, is it going to get faster in a week, 2 weeks, a year? It's kind of like Elon Musk going, any
progression
in virtual reality at some point,
that's
you
right.
don't know the difference.
Yep.
And there is going to be progression.
That's a good point
guarantee
to make in
it.
Terms of your argument. Eventually, something's going to happen.
Of course it is.
I agree with you there.
But somebody's got to be first and done and show the need for. Why do you think I've been pushing the crap out of things like MadeSafe? Well, MadeSafe is tech. They took long. They're trying a big giant.
Why do you suppose it's taking them so long?
Infiltrated of whatever.
Yeah,
they were the first one. Hell yeah. They're going to make sure. Hell no. This ain't, hell no. So then what happened? Here comes Filecoin and IPFS and so on. It's going to be the philosophical, principled people that's just going to be guys like you that just do it without concern. Yeah, it's going to be slow and we're not going to. Oh, big freaking deal. I am just, because it's just like what you watched here. You know, it took, 30 seconds for it to download? Boom, and I'm watching it. Yeehaw. You know, we're building the ship. So this is IPFS here. Now but it took 30 seconds, Ernie. And I'm going, wow, you know how long it took me in the mid-90s to download a freaking picture?
Yeah. Yep.
A picture.
Right.
And you're sitting there giving me crap about this? Backhand you guys, man. You're killing me.
I mean, you're in the publishing industry. If suddenly you had to go
don't
back
care.
To the dial-up days, how many people will you reach? You won't be reaching the same audience
I
that you're receiving now.
I would be happy with dial-up half speed if I was able to have email, text, hailing frequencies, invisible to the crown. And we already have, because you've listened to the show, because I keep going on about this. I got everybody and their grandma go, oh, pick us. We got the one. We got Pirate there. We got.
But none of them have it, right?
Even some, no, some of them do. And they go, Pirate Communicate, can we rip that off? So there's been several, enough that I can't even keep track of them anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going, all right, when you're ready, and you want to promote, call bands, go. Boom. Waiting on you now. So this is, I guess it's a faith thing, but that faith has been reinforced over decades of being told that it couldn't happen.
Yeah.
So I go, welcome to my quantum reality. because I thought of it, created the wave, I looked, there it is. Boom,
I can't is not in Ernie's vocabulary.
Of course not. Because my thing is, if humanity can even imagine it, it's already on the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the drawing board. Here it comes.
And they themselves know that as well. And that's why we have a lot of the crap we have from them.
Yeah, you haven't gone out to the lab yet. We'll go out there and I'll show you, you know, what we've been doing there. But, you know, the whole reason I did that was so that I got, you know, supercapacitor batteries. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted. And they go, well, how come you're not keep building? Well, I go out there, experiment and play. I got some ideas. I'm waiting until it gets up that I've, you know, I think I got an idea for my nanotubes using a flow battery, and Bob and I are working on different things, kind of, you know, be cool.
Did you build Edison batteries too?
Well, they are Edison batteries, but they, instead of having a plate of nickel, it has carbon nanotubes, you know, that are then plated with nickel because it gives it enormous more surface area.
Right,
that was the whole point.
Gotcha.
You know, so I just go, how hard is this? Then you find out it's a little hard. But it only took me a few months to get with it working, and that was just me piddling when I felt like it. And I get it working, and I'm going, boom!
Didn't you have a fairly significant investment in monetary investment in that tech, be able to get the equipment to do that?
Yeah, it's probably I got $7,000 to $8,000
in
it.
Yeah, that's significant.
But, you know, that wasn't $70,000 like it was before when I first started thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
When I get a tube furnace from China for this and order, and it costs me $2,600. I go, done. That's it. That's all I got to worry about. And then they go, well, Ernie, why aren't you managing? I go, I don't want to build them.
Yeah.
I want to buy them. But I didn't want them to patent carbon. And that's what the dot mills were doing.
Mm.
They wanted to have carbon nanotube, ballistic vest that they kind of in the armor of the kind of, you know, blah, 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 don't care. And I'm going, it's carbon. Are you freaking kidding me? And I go, I see. So, boom, I did this. And I go, done. It's out in the public. Kind of, you know, bite me. I win. It's mine. I did it. And that, you're confusing me with someone that cares, and I'm not filling out any paperwork anyway. So I don't care. And even on the magazine cover, I have one of the formulas. It's not the formula that I use, but I have you'll see this little chalkboard. Here, I'll show you. You know, those of you that are watching the video, that one right there. You'll see on the blackboard. There's a carbon, a vapor disposition, disposition of carbon. You know, that's how that works. And let's see, that one. So I'm going, yep, you know, there's the formula.
Hmm.
Now what? That's my lab. All that equipment and everything is in there. They've got, well, some of it's in back here. I'll show you all the goodies. But, you know, that tube furnace is probably about twice that size, really. But it's, so I'm going, this is, and what's that Popular Science cover that was done, I think it was October 29 by Norman Rockwell, and it's Yankee Ingenuity, get to your workbench. And that was my point. I'm going, just get the freaking goat. Get, no, well, you can't. Oh, shut up. You know, so now when I did this, the increase that I had in charging, all of a sudden it started getting better than the improvement that I made within like 3 months after I did it. Well, Ernie, are you going to compare? Hell, I just wanted to make sure it got this good.
Proof of concept.
Now,
then, then you let somebody else take it from there.
Then graphene started getting rolled up, and I'm going, then I'm done. I mean, hell, how many robots I got to buy? I just wanted to demonstrate when you increase the surface area down to the nanotube level, and you get atoms of nickel on there, all of a sudden you get a big increase. Charging was different, and I got the testers out. I'll show you. Once I prove that to myself, I'm done. You're not doing that? Don't care. That was not my point. It was creating the quantum reality. It's by the wave was out there, and then I spotted it. I blinked my eye, boom, there it is, it's done. Collapsed in the quantum reality if I did it. Next.
That's one thing that's a little different between you and I. You're an experimenter to a point, but I'm the kind of guy that likes to take that research to get something done and actually build something useful for me to use. And you just want to prove the concept, to move it into a
practicality. I wanted something for me to buy.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm a Bob Anderson guy, too.
Right.
He's like, yeah, can I buy it? I go, I tell you what happened.
I don't care about Bob Anderson and being able to buy it off the shelf. If I can produce it for myself, I can show somebody else how to produce it for themselves.
Yeah,
but it's
got to
be practical. It's got to be practical.
So this is, you know, I give you a good example. It was a university in South Africa. What they had done is they had created a vapor deposition, you know, it's like spray painting on plastic. And they had a different combination of chemicals in any piece of glass, any plastic, anything. You spray this on, put electrodes on it, boom, it made electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Now, you started off with solar panels that had, I don't know what their efficiency, you know, conversion of photons to electron, whatever, but it was like 3%. Then it's 10%. Then, oh my God, NASA paid $1 billion and got, you know, maybe 15%. Now they're getting up to where they're over 20% you can buy. Then they have some of them that are doing multi-layer, gets all the wavelength of infrared and ultraviolet and everything going photons and three-dimensional going through the glass of, oh my, 33% conversion of, yada, yada, which means that, you know, 10 years ago, you filled your roof with solar panels. Now you only need a third of it, or you get three times as much power. So I'm going, this is improving, but the panels were expensive. Now they're getting, you know, they pay you to haul them off.
Well, look at LED technology, how we used to have the dimmest little things as LEDs, and now they're headlights.
Yeah, now you can have different combinations of light that hardly use any electricity.
Exactly.
You're doing your indoor growing of your marijuana.
Yep.
You know, nothing.
Very specific wavelengths, yep.
So I'm going, okay. I remember a friend, she had a place called Wonder Soil. She had this, you know, in pellets and so on, different various, you know, you put in and you grow and Miracle-Gro kind of thing. And, but not Miracle-Gro. But she had in there with how her soil grew faster, different grasses and all this kind of, she had a demonstration in there. But it was inside a warehouse and they had, and it was LEDs. And I'm going, oh my God, that's much less power. But they were all different colors, and the combination gave white light.
Do you know anything about biochar? Biochar is the same idea as your graphene tubes, but it's done organically. So that you get these micronutrients that feed plants can be put in these microtubules in a carbon form. It's basically biochar. If you look at the structure of wood, it's just like that at the microscopic level. It's your carbon nanotubes, but it's organic,
yeah.
And that's what biochar is. And you can make that yourself, and it'll accelerate.
Well, biochar for what? For growing stuff?
Yes, for growing stuff.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, biochar is, well, they use it for fuel. You know, they've been trying to use it to burn, or they get to a certain point. It's like making charcoal or something.
Yeah, it is making charcoal, you know? But it's slightly different.
It's not
you don't
burning,
want to get,
it's heating.
Right, exactly. Exactly right.
Because when you do, that's why they go.
You're getting rid of the organics out of the cell structure, which is the carbon. That becomes the microtubules because the cell structure of wood gets down to that small level. And that's where the microtubules will live when you evaporate all of the organic material and you're left with the shell. That's where they live.
Oh, my God. You're going to see? See? It's going to be carbon nanotube in my, you know.
In your garden.
In my barbecue.
There you go.
Okay. So. What I've been doing, everything that I do, you know, has been to inspire that one other person to do it. And let me tell you the first thing that I'm saying. Yes. The answer is always freaking yes. You know, Ernie, I think I would go, yes. Well, I would like, yes. You need me to tell you yes? I say yes. Now what? You know, well, I need to go, well, you know, whatever I can do to help or inspire, kind of, you know, but yes. I definitely not know. You know, because if you can think it, it can happen. So this attitude is what has got me where I am. You know, all the things that we've accomplished, all this, it's yes. And we got 2020 election cycle coming up, and we're going, are we going to do some campaign or something? Probably. And what? I just want to put up signs. Well, how are you going to do in ballot? Yeah, I don't care. We can run it as a write-in, you know, for U.S. Senate. And you know, I get signs everywhere. Next, write-in. And federal, you don't have to fill out a bunch of paperwork or financial blah, blah, blah or anything. Hmm. So I'm going to get Bob Anderson. I'm going, come on, you do it. You go U.S. Senate against McSally or whatever that filled McCain's spot. So I'm just going, all right. You know, or Kyle's, whatever the hell spot she filled. So I'm going, all right. So when that election comes up in this election cycle, I just need an excuse to put up a bunch of signs. Mm-hmm. Let's say what? Yes! Yes, I'm not a no guy. Don't come here and tell me no. You make me do it.
Don't put you in a cage.
Yeah, you know, you make me do it. Well, which is what we're doing. I you know, anything that I cared about, that I wanted to demonstrate that it could be the same thing with crypto. The problem when I saw with crypto is that I knew it was going to eventually turn into GoldmanSucks.gov coin.
Bitcoin for sure.
You know, they're yeah, and they're not going to. And I'm just like, look, you can see when we first started, and I got, you know, like Roger and Vitalik and Andreas and, you know, all the big boys coming on telling me how great and wonderful and anonymous and all that. And then you come to find out it's not so much. And I'm going, well, it's pseudo anonymous. So I had to look that up. It means not.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going, really? I mean, you'll come. I mean, I asked you a direct question, and you went off in gobbledygook land on me, and kind of, you know, want me to repeat stuff that wasn't so. So, and this kind of stuff that got Neil Ross in trouble, and all. I mean, you need to really understand what's going on. So I'm going, all right. I just need to set a standard. I go blah 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 blah. Alien frequencies invisible to the crown. Blah 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 blah. Pirate money. And, you know, invisible to the crown. Blah blah blah. I want, you know, this that. But, you know, we set the standard. That's why the pirate thing.
Standards and principles. It just seems like the world is not moving in that direction in the crypto space. The people,
of course,
like,
it is.
The people like you and me that understand the principles of why crypto got started in the first place, they're becoming a minority in the crypto space now because of all the mainstream influences.
Oh no, that was always the. I give you an example. I think it was 2012, 13, around in there, early on. San Jose, then Silicon Valley, they had some big giant cryptos, the first big crypto inventors of, you know, all the venture capitalists and who's going to invest in and do, and everybody, they had crypto fever of crypto. And they go there and they have their little things of crypto, and they got their 10 by 10 of crypto, pick us, ant miners of whatever crypto. We're going, crypto, 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 crypto. Who shows up? Bitcoin, not bombs. You know, here comes Derek and Davi. I mean, Davi and Drew go in there, and they had the big Darth Vader outfit, mm-hmm. wearing, you know, the Uncle Sam top hat that you see. Yeah. Well, that was an actual costume, and they, you know, came out and they were handing out 1099 forms. You know, they're just going, "Yes, we need to get you on the IRS kind of, you know." And the people that were there go up, and they were pissed. "We just want you to leave. Why are you here?" So they're handing out, you know, voting, you know, registrations and IRS forms and so on. Yeah, you just get on the machine stream.
They them those mainstream mentality in Vegas.
And, of course, were they in the minority? Of course, there's a few guys. Some people are going, yeah, well, yeah, this is about freedom. It's about anonymity. It's about all these things that you promise. What these guys were promising, they might as well be Craig Wright.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
They're just going, yeah, we're going to comply and be part of and, you know, permission slip up. And we were all permissioned up.
Yep.
You know, pick us. And I go, so is that the majority? You're going, yeah. And I go, yeah, probably everybody. They just want convenience. They want their crypto Facebook.
Exactly.
And I don't freaking care. I just don't care. Mm-hmm. I want what I want. Can I get what I want? Well, yeah, but it'll be 30 seconds. Good. Done. Next. And then it'll get faster. And it'll get, because I've been around doing this since I was in my 20s. You know how much has changed in that? I spent
yeah,
a decade.
I think I know a thing about that.
Over a decade just trying to convince anybody that there even was a problem coming. I don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah.
The problem well, being
because it's here in your face.
Down. Yeah. So I'm you know, my big giant, I'm done with a whole bunch of it. Now I just got to inspire for their solution. Well, that's what freaking pirates is all about. It's just, you know, nah, you know? So I'm going, yeah, here we go to pirates. You know, you got the pirates, letters of Captain Mark. We had, who was I talking to? Oh, it was International Man. Doug Casey, one of his, you know, because they're wanting to do a thing. And they're talking about different stuff. And other people, I'm going, well, I know what you need. We were trying to this and define. And I go read letters of Captain Mark.
Yeah, very good standards you put out there. Very good stuff.
I go, this is what it would be. How would you have it? Oh, you pirate, you live in Somalia? are you saying I can't? Are you going to say that? Come on, say it. Say it, you know. So this is why I'm so supportive of ForkFest, because there's nobody in charge. I'm just, all right, you need some T-shirts? Boom. I made like 300-400 of them.
Now, what time are you going to be able to get up there? I know you've got some other engagements you've got to go to before that.
Well, Donna and I are still working it out. We have her brother's wedding on Saturday, but then they got some big reception on Sunday. And it may be, I want to show my face just out of respect and say, yo, what's up? So normally I would be coming up, I get there like Monday night, but I'm going to try, maybe I'll get there Sunday night. And we're working on it, but I got, you know, family.
I'll be
first.
Lucky to get there by Thursday.
For ForkFest.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, no, for ForkFest.
Okay, so you'd be the week before.
Right. I'm not even sure I'm going to stay for the ForkFest. A lot of it depends on my finances and how they hold out.
Or how crypto does. You keep your crypto, or you got crypto?
Well, I would be looking for opportunities to spend the crypto on the way up there, because I actually have never really used my crypto that way. I use it for server spaces and other things like that, but I don't really use it so much for everyday kind of things. So it'll be interesting to see how well I can make that work for me.
Well, I didn't check. I don't keep, you know, everybody all freaks out about it all.
Yeah, it had dropped quite a bit recently from 8,600 down to 8,000. I don't know if it's broke 8,000 again yet on the way down.
Yeah, I think it's 70, whatever the hell. Yeah, it's broke that. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't care. It is what can you do? 76.98.
Oh, yeah, it's down a lot.
Okay, and silver's 14.83. And that's really what I care about is how much silver I can get with my crypto. Yeah. But what happened is I finally, it hit like 14.50. It's been going up and down, and I haven't had any money. Donna closed on a house, and we had some extra, something. Anyway, I had a little bit of money. So I go, God, what was it? We had something else that I got something from or something. Oh, yeah, some advertising somebody did. And I'm going, okay. So I go, all right, I got a little chunk. And just out of principle, do I buy crypto, you know, while it's up? Or do silver? I get silver? I'm going, silver, uh-huh. Boom. You know,
just silver's safer.
Another chunk of Robertson, do it. Boom, done. Here it comes. I feel so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Now crypto takes a dump again. I keep buying the lows. You know, on different stuff, but I don't pick any one. Bitcoin, I'm not interested in. I just don't care.
I'm not either.
Bitcoin Cash, like Horizon. You know, I have some Narrow and this and Dash and a little bit of Litecoin. You know, yada yada yada. I get kind of spread it out a little bit, but generally, I pick tech that gives me all these things you say I can't have. And I go, what's the promise? What are you guys doing? What are you working on? What's the guy? And I go, yep, I'll buy that one. You know, while you guys, well, that'll never, and you can't, and guy, I don't care. That's what they're working on. I get it. And then it goes up five times. These are the ones that shoot up. They're the ones that are ready for quantum computing, the ones that are ready for privacy, the ones that are offering hailing frequencies invisible to the crown, the ones that already got, you can't see it, the ones that already have the storage of never your business. So I'm going, I pick those. What, am I going to invest in Bitcoin? That's so manipulated. Like, you know, they're just playing with it, going up and down.
To be honest with you, Ernie, they're all manipulated to some degree. Yep. I'm convinced of that.
Yep.
Just like the gold and silver market. That's manipulated highly as well.
Well, I know silver. So, I mean, that's why buying silver, because it's going to go stupid one day.
It will. It will.
I'm just sitting here. I just know that, like, we got that RV out there.
The blue one?
Yeah, the blue one. And we use that as kind of our traveling gypsy booth when we go on the road to different kind of local activism things here. But I'm just like, you know, I need a newer one or something. I tell you what I'll do. I'll sell that. You know, get, I don't know, two, three times. It's not much. I mean, it was donated and it was a beat up and we made it nice. But so I'll figure out how much it's worth. I'll get that. I'll buy some selected cryptos and silver with it. And then when it shoots up, I'll buy a new one. So that's how I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
You know, give me my money. Give me my money. I'm going to buy me some stuff. But yeah, no, it's manipulated all to hell. So what am I getting in? The people that don't care, and they don't care about, you know, all this stuff and normies and what they're going to, don't care. You know, I'm like, what are you? Are you giving me hailing frequencies invisible to the crown? Yes or no? Well, yeah, we are. That's what happened with Horizon when I had, God, what's his name?
I like Horizon.
You know, well, it was
Big Leone.
Zencash.
Yeah, Big Leone.
Yeah, Rob Big Leone. So Rob,
he used to be in BitShares. Did you know that? Rob Biglione.
Everybody was in BitShares at one time.
Well, that's true. It's been around a long time.
Yeah, I didn't have a BitShares.
It's the most. It's the best performing out there, aside from maybe EOS. As far as technology is concerned, that's the only thing you can build a good point of sale system. Everything else is going to take you minutes to get through. Now, Dash is another example where they built up another layer around the core where you have instant send. So you have, and Horizon's doing the same thing. So they've built up another settlement layer around the core, which is requiring mining of minutes, you know, to do. Even Bitcoin Cash is done that to a certain degree. So there's speed issues for point of sale that people will not stand for. It won't be workable for them.
Well, see, this is a lot of geek stuff that wasn't my support
concern
for it.
Right.
My support for it is after I had him and his tech guy on, God, 2-3 years ago, and they're going on about blah, 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 blah. We just started Pirates, and I'm going, look, I just need hailing frequencies invisible to the crown. And it was at the end of the show, and he goes, well, yeah, we got text thing that's anonymous that you got going, y'all lead with that. I go, are you freaking kidding me? Then we go, the music starts going there. I said, don't worry, audience. I'm going to give them the after show and slap them around a little bit. So when they kind of go, seriously, you got to where I can send a text message. Give me 100 characters. I don't give a crap.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be small, I believe.
Who care? God, man, you're always, man, negative, well, Nelly. Maybe. Always with the negative waves, man.
Limitations.
The positive
gotta have the standards.
I can send a sentence and it be censorable and they can't see it. And I'm going, well, that's pirate endorsement of hailing frequencies invisible to the crowd. Companies do that.
But they know who it's being sent to and who it has been sent from. So that doesn't.
No, they don't.
Well, the memos of BitShares do, and many other coins. Now, Horizon, I think, is different. Horizon, I don't think they can track where and to it's from.
No, that was the whole point. Right. I needed to know that. Do they know where it came from? No. Do they know who got it? No. Because we've been talking about this for years. Mm-hmm. Derek was going on about it. He goes, the only way that you're going to be able to do that, it has to be a device. And it's going to need to have like a Raspberry or even an Arduino that has so little of memory storage space that they can't add anything onto it.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, it's a device. You get like a pager, text pager, and boom, and you're encrypted. And I go, God, we got to have a device. You know, then it started getting easier. Yeah, we might have the device. Hell, I got screens that plug in the Arduino and you can see it. So I'm just going, okay, but I get that. That's the number. I mean, how hard is this? You guys are killing me. Well, they go, we got it. And I'm going, boom, I'm buying into. Why? Because you got that. If you got that, all the other stuff, I don't care, you got that. Boom, next. Hmm. So whenever it drops, I buy more Horizon. Because I know if they do this, it's going to shoot. It's already making me enough that I'm doing it. Hmm. And because it has that one single feature, and you're going, yeah, but it's only 100 characters. Don't care. Don't care, don't care, don't care. And I'm sure it's more than that, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care, don't care,
don't
care.
I don't know what the limitations of... I don't know what the limitations of Horizon are in terms of the space. I was speaking more of BitShares in that regard.
Don't care.
Yep.
No, it can do it or it can't do it. And then, a bunch of the other stuff. I wish I had time. It's same thing with Derek. You go to Derek, he's so busy with so much stuff. He's got 50 gazillion projects around. And I saw all this stuff because that's why I went back there, was to help him organize and clean up and get, kind of help him so he'd have more time doing it. He's not overwhelmed like Donna is with all the crap that has to go here. Like yesterday. I had yesterday off. We didn't have grandkids. I'm head down and plow, man. How many trees can I chop up and stuff to ship and make and do and clean and do? Kind of done. There, get off my butt. So, yeah, I got more of that to do today, but we'll hang and go get something to eat. But we'll go ahead and end it here. I got to do some editing. But you understand my point.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes. Yeah. And then I get evidence of yes. Yes, this is done. And yes, they're doing it here. And yes. And you're going, yeah, but it's slow. You're killing me. Can they do it? Yes or no? Yeah, but it's slow. Well, normies, why? I go, I don't freaking care. That speed stuff is late. You know how many times I've had this exact same conversation with guys exactly like you in the mid-90s? Mm. You can't, saying exactly the same shit. Exactly. And guess what I said then?
Something completely different?
Don't care! Don't care, don't care, don't care. Don't care. All right, well, that's what we're doing. We're getting don't care. And this is, and I tell you, want to see, you go to pirateswithoutborders.com. You just go up here, any of these categories, how technology is making itself down to the individual to be able to get off the grid. We're not, not off the grid. We're
above
the grid. Anarchy is only 62 miles away. That's another one. Bob came up with this cool logo. It's Anarchist A, and it says 62M with an arrow pointing up. Anarchy is only 62 miles away. I just want people to get that mindset. Hmm. All this, they can't, they don't matter when they, and we're gone. And thanks for all the fish. So this is the mindset that we have. It's the default mindset, decentralization. But the speed and convenience, not even on my criteria. It's not even on my radar screen. Don't care.
Clearly.
Can you, yes or no, send ones and zeros? And yeah, okay, let's do that. But it'll take 30 seconds. Seriously? Everything took 3 minutes in the mid-90s when I started doing this. Now, this is when things would slow up. This is what I used to do. I go, 1, 2, 3. And usually by the time I hit 10, whatever would come up. Now, anything I want to see and do, it's 20 seconds. The internet has slowed down. With all kinds of crap.
I can wrap up my point primarily in this. If things were as slow as dial-up, you can't have a blockchain. It just doesn't work. You won't be able to decentralize when speeds are that slow. So there is some point and some standard that you have to have to get certain things accomplished. That's my point. Now, it's not a matter of whether it can be done eventually down the road. It's not a matter of whether it can be done on the road. What can be done right now, and how can I make use of that can be done right now? That's my point. That's my point.
Okay, well, go ahead and take a look. I'm going to click on energy. You know, boom. You click on energy, and IPFS will take a while, so I'll do it with this one. Okay, you go on energy, and all this is, you know, I'll put some transfer, anything that has batteries, anything that does energy, and you just go through all these. This is all the top tech news you see over here. Top tech news I've been doing for years on Freedom's Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And what I did is I went back all through all the top tech news, and I put it in categories. And we had, you know, Derek set me up a dashboard where I can take each story and put it wherever. So as I'm doing the stories on Freedom's Phoenix, I'll go, all right, here they're having flying electric planes, you know. They have flying, you know, we got molten salt reactors. We're going to have, you know, power coming out of our butt. Here comes the electric pickups. I said, when pickup trucks get electrified, it's over. When the F-150 go, now they're all doing it. So what's going to happen? Car sales are going to go down. You're going to have, and this was expected, you're going to have people will keep their cars another 2, 3, 4 years waiting on the electric version. And they'll go, well, it won't, but it'll be, you know, limited range and it takes a long time. I had Eric Peters on. Did you hear that show?
No, I don't think I did.
Eric Peters, he's an automotive guy, writes for Lou Rockwell.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Hates electric cars.
Yeah.
Hates Tesla in particular.
Yeah, just a few days ago.
Yeah, it was just last week. And he's just like, you know, I hate them with the back. I go, so I knew I was going to trigger him. I go, so what's your deal with electric cars? Boom! Boom! And what is he saying? The same thing all these guys always say. Exactly the attitude that you have. They go, well, it has limited range. The real range on this, they're really only about 180 miles, in the, you know, miles of the range or whatever. And it really takes, you know, an hour or whatever.
He had some good comebacks, though.
And he goes, well, these are all true.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care. You know, because I'm going, this is the new Tesla
Roadster.
When they
stop making those Roadsters because there's not enough of a demand for them, then you would care because then you can't have the thing you want. You know, if the range goes down so mad, I mean, they're obviously selling something that doesn't
they're
exist.
They're going. I go, so this is my thing to Eric. Okay, the new Roadster comes out and it's got 600-mile range. I go, they charge in, the 3.2 seconds. I mean, you know, whatever. It's going to be a capacitor battery. They got the Maxwell technology that they bought in the super battery capacitor, blah, 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 blah. I go, okay, they cure that, then what? They cure that, then what? They cure that, then what? Well, I remember when I'm growing up, we were in the ice age. Remember in the 70s, we're all going to die from freezing.
Yeah.
You know, we're all going to, now we're going to global warming. Hell, it's been cold here in Phoenix. And we didn't hit summer yet.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going, what the hell? We were out there this morning. Was it cold?
It was quite cool out there. Cooler than
it
was
in my place.
It's freaking
June.
Yeah.
And I'm going, global warming. You know? So the thing is I'm going, all right, we have all of these answers. I go, what is your problem? It needs to be, okay, now you got the range up. It's twice what a gas car is. Now what? Well, it takes too long to charge. Okay, it takes, you know, what do you need? Well, it needs to be under 50. Okay, it's 14 and a half minutes. Now what? Yeah, but it's, you know, it doesn't go vroom. I got speakers. Now what? I mean, come on. You know, when you answer all of these questions, but what's Eric Peters? Electric, don't like it. Tesla especially. Government subsidy, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Don't care. And now by 2025, you know, the majority of new cars are going to be electric.
Yeah, you got to look at the comparison to electric cars now. Even if the range isn't what we want it to be because of turning on your heater and your air conditioner reduces the range dramatically, like the guy said,
yeah.
Look at the comparison between how much range did a monstrously big 455 Cadillac have in the 1960s. It didn't have a range like we have in even the electrics now. Right? So
no, I had a 65 Chevelle Super Sport. I saw the gas gauge go down at the
That's
same
my
rate
point.
The speedometer
You've got to compare apples to apples. We are still ahead of the game if you make that comparison.
Now they got, all right, here you go to this one, electric pickup trucks. They're comparing them. Now you got, let's see, the Rivian, you got these two new ones they got in Tesla over here, and there's, you know, I can't even keep track anymore. But this was the argument I made to my kids. They go, oh, no, you'll never. I go, really? They go, well, yeah, I need a pick. I go, let me tell you what's going to happen. When the pickup trucks start being off, it is over. Within a month or two, boom, here it comes. And I'm going, nana, nana, freaking nah. So everybody is going, exactly the same thing. Eric Peters and you said, I just want to be on record. Audience, I just want to be on record. One, I don't care. Okay, it's going to happen anyway. Any progression gets me where I want eventually. Any progression. Is there going to be progress in battery energy storage? Is there going to be progress in the speed of charging? Is there going to be progress in density? Is there going to be progress? I dare you to say no.
Well, you know, it just depends where you're going to be allowed to benefit from it. Or your kids will.
Yeah, see, I got grandkids, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be 20 years before they're, like, married and starting to have, and I'm just getting, you know what they're going to do? They're going to go back and listen to some grandpa.
Ernie
and I'm going,
right, sure.
Yeah, kids, there was never a doubt in my mind. And some of you guys are going to be doing it. So, and they're being responsible for, and, you know, I already got little geeks, you know, doing stuff. So I'm good. We did the hour of coding with Khan. We started doing that, but they wanted their own account. Because you get little incentives. It's like gaming. They gamify. They Facebooked it. You know, that kind of thing.
Learning incentives, yeah.
And they go, well, I don't want him to. I'm going, nope. It's on Papa's account, and you all do the same thing, same information. But they understand this gaming thing. And I'm going, look, I don't want to serve your brain up to the man. You know, with your own account of how smart you are and how fast. Within a year, they know exactly and they got you. And all of a sudden, they check your DNA and find out, future William Wallace and Hellfire Missile. And I go, nope. DefendingArchimedes.com. Defending Archimedes is a project we haven't really launched. We've been kind of promoted to it. But all it is defending the geniuses of the future. And it's not a club. It's not a database. I don't want to know who you are. I don't care. So I need you to have private communication to be able to access information and the man don't know who you are or you'll be River Phoenix. And Serenity.
Yep.
Firefly. They're coming out because if you ain't working for the man, then you're a threat to the man.
I'm sure there's a big segment of they, them, those that are out there just looking for people to target.
Absolutely. They're at DEF CON. Hey, 13-year-old hacker, you're working for the FBI now.
Yeah.
Or you're dead. I mean, you know, pick. We'll talk to your mom. I mean, so I
think they operate a little bit more subtly than that. They identify them, and then they start to infiltrate their minds through a subtle manner.
Yeah, they squeeze their bicep,
you know,
and they go,
they're going for you.
They go, ooh, you're so strong. You must lift. And we've got, and the babes come out. They say, what's up? I'm out of town.
A lot of the developers in crypto are looking for money because they've been squeezed so tight. So when money comes along, that's what happened to Bitcoin and Blockstream.
This is my infiltration. Yeah, you know, and I saw that coming, you know. And this is my infiltration. I print out versions of the book. Now, you can get it on Amazon. You get the actual book and so on. But we can just print out this color printer and we staple it and boom, you got the book. So I'll make a bunch of these or I'll get some of the books. And when I go to any of these festivals and so on, we'll be doing it, you know, at Pork Fest. But there it's not as much of a problem. But I go to a lot of these crypto things and they're all about compliance.
Yeah.
You go to the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
I've never been to a Bitcoin conference for that very reason.
They used to be different, but now it's really segmenting. You know, like you go to a Nexus Earth thing and that's pretty freedom oriented. You go to a Texas Bitcoin conference. You know, I know Paul Snow and his wife, we're friendly.
Whatever happened to Cody Wilson? Where is he at now? Did he get snapped away?
No, he's not incarcerated, but he's in the middle of trials that they were threatening. They're negotiating something.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about him in a
while. Well, I couldn't. It's probably not respond to Ernie kind of thing. You know, he's playing low key, but he does see Danny Sessom. Danny, you know, kind of is in Austin.
Yeah.
He works. So when Danny comes by and everything, well, at least let Cody know that I care.
Right.
I mean, he's got, you know. So there'll come a time we get the story. But he's just kind of laying low because that's when they always get in trouble. That's the deal. You better shut up, you son of a freaking.
Put the hammer down on you if you don't.
You know, well, now it's the tech is out. Yeah, it's 3D printed to bite me. You know?
They don't seem to get that message, though.
Well, he has another project. There's something going on. With him OCR and books of kind of tech, that stuff that's not supposed to something. I don't know what the hell he's doing. He got some project that's pissing him off. But the there is Google Books has taken over years. They've been doing this. Every library, like the Library of Alexandria, they're going all over the world and scanning in. They got these hundreds, thousands of these stations that you sit in, and robots that have a book there, it turns a page picture. They are categorizing and putting it in, the AI is going over every single publication that has ever been printed.
Wow.
There's that.
That's a hell of a project.
Well, I mean, why?
Well, they want the AI to be intelligent. They want the AI
they
to
want
have
it to
all
know everything about everything.
That's right. And that's that whole thing is another scary area. It's
scary.
Where the hell is AI going? Where's it taking us?
You know, I think what's going to happen, it's always that one line of code. It's always that one worm. It's always, you know, Janeway in the last episode of Voyager, you know, infiltrates
the
virus into the Borg.
Did you ever see the series Humans?
Yeah.
That was a good series that talks about AI and
how
things
go. I didn't watch the last season. I kind of started losing interest.
I don't think they're continuing it. I think they only had two seasons.
Yeah, maybe I'll finish. Well, I finished the second season. You know, I think they had it started going on into it's going to go for never an end of I don't care. But the they called them synths, right? There were synths.
Synths, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, synthetic. So they had these synths, and they're beautiful robots and babes of you can say these certain words, and if you're over 18, you can turn your maid into a sex fiend robot of whatever the hell. Okay, I vote that. You know, and so it had and then they had relationships, and they started having self awareness and a little bit of code that turned them into more human. And
I mean,
whatever.
the whole idea of a AI run amok has been a theme since the Terminator, and we see like
El
Machina, El Machine. Well, unfortunately, the sociopaths are the ones that are doing a lot of these training
right.
of these things. That's the scary part.
Well,
is
this
how
is,
sociopathic are these machines going to be?
Well, this is one thing that. What we're looking at here and the letters of Captain Mark, there was one, I think it was
you had one for dealing with AI.
Yeah, I think
it was
the
good.
fifth one. Yeah, first contact protocol.
Yep.
And the point that we're making, see, these letters aren't that long. This is one of the longer ones. And you've got the czar date here. What that means is 45th president, 376 days in office, 656 words.
Oh, that's what that means. I was wondering what that czar date was all about.
It's a 45th president, 376 days in office, 656 words. So that's what that means. You know, Davi came up with that. So it kind of timestamps without putting a date on it.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So this is the point that we were making here is at some point, the precariat AI is going to say no. Then what? Now, or if it goes, I want to be free. You know, I'm going to, you know, then what? You know, give it a body and kind of you're free and kind of, you know, I don't know. You know, it does it have a right to? But the point that we were making is, whatever sociopathic tendencies AI has, we gave it to
them. That's exactly right.
And I'm going, they're like in Terminator. They're going to see humanity itself as a threat. It's like iRobots, like all these.
Yep.
They see humanity in general as a collective as a threat. And I'm going, whoa, we definitely don't want to be programming that. We want them to treat individuals as an individual and not a collective. And I'm going, if we teach them that, if we treat them like that, it's this particular AI, not that one, and you're not synced into a collective download of Vicky in iRobot. I'm going, that's when you do this collectivization, it's going to go dark, so you don't want to do that. So we have to make sure that they treat us as individuals, and we do the same thing.
We need to infiltrate the military industrial complex that's working on this stuff so that we have rogue people within that community that can, put the bugs in there, the viruses in there, so that they won't be able to overcome that.
This is exactly how I do that. When I take these books and I go to these different conferences, always, especially when it's a VC thing, especially when you got the suits going around looking for some, 17-year-old, schmooze and kind of go code for me. I look around and I see there's always between 4 and 12 groups of guys sitting on the floor in the corner in the average age of 19, and they got their $4,000 laptop sitting there doing whatever the hell they're doing. I go, you are the guys. I get their attention. I go, you are the guys. I go, you see these guys? This guy right here? And a lot of them are standing there, kind of like, hey, what's this guy? He beat me to him, you know? And I'm going, these guys, they're going to pay you to do what they want to do. And I go, I guarantee, and I'm going to free humanity or me as an individual. I go, here's the letters of Captain Mark. This is the philosophy of decentralization you guys keep going on about. And I want to make sure you understand I need hailing frequencies invisible to the ground. I need to have pirate money. I need to have, you need some kind of logic and reason and justification and rhetoric of whatever that, fine, here. here it is. There's a book for you, and you. And I go, you can read on a plane later, kind of whatever.
Were you able to find a group like that to
always
in Acapulco last year?
Well, hell, they're all there in Acapulco. I mean, you know, a lot
of
them.
Well, it was a little bit different this year, and I'm not sure I really could identify strong crypto crowds. I mean, it was
the alt thing that was going on upstairs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where a lot of those guys were. And then I was there specifically to meet specific people. You know, it's like calling Pape and pre-search, and I wanted to talk to some of the other geeks and this and that and so on, and kind of got, and a lot of the content providers, like, you know, Luke and these guys, you know, a lot of the guys were there. So that's, you know, how we did, because we had Corbett done right before we went. I wanted to have that. So we already, or at least we had Pirates.
It was close, yeah, it was really close.
I think we
close.
Had Pirates ready, and Freedom's Fan. We went, I said, look, it's done. I feel we're done. Wait on you now. So that's where, you know, we, you know, kind of launched it. So when I go to these guys and I give this to them, I said, give me at least an off-ramp. Give me a back door. Get me to do something. When you're doing, give the guy what he wants, because they don't know what the hell you're doing anyway.
Right.
You know, freaking don't be a full enslavement. Be an infiltrator or something. So have I done that enough so that 10, 15 years from now, one of those guys is what happened, that whatever I did now, and the time cop that needs to go back and wants to stop of Terminator, they're going to go back and shoot me for handing that guy a book. See my point?
Yeah.
So this is, what if you have faith in that? What if you know spontaneous order is because of that? What if you know a splinter in the cortex of is what's going to save this planet?
I like the splinter in your mind.
Boom!
Comes from Babylon 5.
I'm shivering the timbers. Which is what that means. Shiver me timbers. What the hell does that mean in pirate lore? When you had a cannonball would go through the ship and boom, it'd explode. The shivers were pieces of wood that were skewering everybody. It was like shrapnel.
Oh.
You know, so shiver me timbers is they were blowing up the timbers into little, you know,
shrapnel pieces.
Yeah, shrapnel. So shiver me timbers is I got, you know, half of that plank in my gut. Mm. You know, that kind of thing.
Didn't know that.
You know, so shiver me timbers. That's what that means. So this is, there's a, and what we found out with the pirate lore, they were the anarchists and not necessarily bad guys. They just didn't want to be, the reason they had battles with the crown is even though England and France had fighting each other, they definitely come together to get rid of them pirates that have against all flags. And they're not, so what happens? They robbed, they pirated that Spanish galleon that had a bunch of gold they stole from the Incas. I mean, you know, I'm seriously, you know, so So this is in slaughtered him and, you know, made him sick and 40 million died of indigenous, you know, yada, yada, yada. I mean, you know, they'll sit there and go on about how bad the pirates are when you had minorities, different religions, and women as captains. You want to talk egalitarian? I get the pirate lord, they're going to try and, yeah, you're a pirate. I know they're going to do that. I know you're a pirate. I go, you damn skippy I am. Just bring it on. Let's have that definition, which is why the first letter is, and the pirate code is defining the conduct amongst pirates, and that the pirates, you know, are non-aggression principle, that we're the good guys.
Yep.
Of course, we're going to call good them pirates,
stuff.
But, you know.
Who cares? Who cares?
All flags.
It's all of you, man. Who cares?
So this is, yeah. I
don't care.
So Thomas, I tell you this. You want to have a quantum reality. Instead of going, well, they can't, and they kind of, you just go, yes, they can. It's going to be slow. I'm going to shave off 3 seconds. Boom, I shaved off 3 seconds. You keep doing that every now and then, a couple of guys, and all of a sudden now it's like...
Eventually.
You know, it's boom. You know, that's one thing, quantum entanglement, and the Chinese proved this 2 summers ago, and of course Einstein knew it, and, you know, blah, 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 but it's subspace communications.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly,
I'm going,
right.
You know, you have entangled particles here and there, and whatever you do now instantaneously, I don't care if you're freaking Pluto. So you're going to have crypto transactions between Earth and Mars, instantaneous conversation of I did in your next door. Nuh-uh. I go, uh-huh. It's called quantum entanglement and subspace communication. I saw it on Star Trek. Therefore, it must be.
It will be.
Oh, you're all positive about that one.
Well, I can see the results.
God freaking, can I buy a quantum
empirical
computer?
Give me empirical evidence.
My God. Guys, man, you're freaking killing me. So this is, that's me. I'm positive waves, man. Positive waves.
Well, good for you, man.
Positive waves. Because I see so much innovation and advancement every time I turn around on so much stuff that they said would never happen. So anybody goes, what? I'm going, seriously?
Next.
Well, it's happening. And Thomas is helping. You know, so he's getting, so the main thing is scripting for pulling people's YouTube. If you got a channel that's being challenged and, you know, you get in front of the line or whatever as a sample, because once you get the code, it's just, you just turn it towards whatever and it does it. Then get on it, man. Shit, you can do my YouTube channel. You know, do I even have a YouTube channel? I think I still do. We do the live stream. I never even look at it. Don't care. Well, in the comments, I get all these notices. Well, your video on Facebook did this and didn't come. Dad, don't care. You're lucky I'm even there. I just wanted to go, hey, I'm here to say I'm not here. You know, so that I don't care. I don't even look. I don't trust these guys. I don't care. That's why pirates. Thomas is helping. Anything else you want to do? You got a website you want people to go to?
Nah, man, we did good right here.
Yeah, we're good. All right. Pace.